Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. This is Kelly calling from A1 Imports Auto Works.
Hey, Kelly.
Phone tag. Who won today? If I win, I gotcha.
Seventh time's a charm, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. It's been so busy for me, and sounds like it has been for you.
Yeah, it's been quite hectic over here, but I'm not going to complain. It lets the time go by a little bit quicker. So, but
that's true. Busy is good. Busy is good.
Exactly. So, yeah, it looks like you guys were in contact here with one of our agents a few months back. You know, we just kind of wanted to circle back there on the offer that we had sent out to you. It was still good there. So I just wanted to touch base and see if there was any, you know, any equipment or capital needs there we might be able to help you out with.
Yeah, not equipment, but, you know, working capital. Yeah, we still have a need for that.
Okay, and I'm trying to see here in the notes from when you guys talked last time, they didn't have a specific number in there. Was there a specific amount you were looking to bring on there for the business?
I was looking, it had, I think at the time, I don't know, I was thinking 80,000, but I think she had mentioned 50 at the time. I talked to Lena, I believe.
Lena, yep. That's who you were in contact
yeah.
with.
Yeah, okay. So I believe we talked about 50, and that would definitely be helpful, you know, but I was just thinking of it a little bit more because operating expenses, you know, just kind of eat things up sometimes. So in order to make changes, you know, recognize a little bit more would be much more helpful. But anyways, that's where I was looking. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Okay. And what was it you needed the capital for there? I know you said operation costs, but was there anything in specific or anything coming up there that you were looking to use it for?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We've been in the process of a reorg, and it's we've been excuse me, my voice this morning is a little bit harsh.
You're good.
So yeah, we've been reorganizing the business, and because we've noticed our customer base has gone down, and that's kind of, you know, it's kind of rare for us. You know, we really have a great customer base. Our customers love us. They refer us all the time. But what we've missed in the past is we haven't been able to market as consistently as a small business mm-hmm. needs to. And
I gotcha.
We used to be able to get away with that, and then when we needed it, then we'd go market. And, you know, and because we are a small business, you know, we're wearing a lot of hats. So over time, mm-hmm. what we've recognized is that, you know, that time has passed where we can occasionally market. We've recognized that we need to do that ongoing. We need to have a marketing campaign to where we're continually reaching out to our customers and mm-hmm. and reaching out to the new customers that come in. So we've been just reorganizing a lot of the business and revamping. We're working with a different company as far as our marketing. Part of our problem also is we did change to a company who kind of did us a disservice. We didn't make it. Yeah, I mean, it's not. I'm not saying it's completely their fault. It's just that we had a marketing company that worked really well for us, and it could do more. In order for it to do more, or my other, you know, people that worked there would have to get in there and learn the system and do it. And the problem mm-hmm. is being the business owner. You know, we used to do everything, but now it's like, wow, I just can't do everything. So
yeah,
what happened
yeah.
was. So with this company we had, it was working for us. It was marketing. It was automatic, but it could do more. And
I gotcha.
Then my partner, you know, somebody talked to him about another company, and the other company had some great things, and they wanted to go towards it. So we did, but the other company was even more so that we had to do more of the work than before.
I see.
And we just were in a position where we were just so busy. That was an absolute, we just realized that we had some deadlocks that started to be, so what happened is, you know, our customer base has gone down, which means, you know, we need to get new customers. We've got existing customers, but we need to work to get new customers and work mm-hmm. to keep them in. So that's what the operation is, because also in the fact of we had some months of the funds not coming as normal. And, you know, mm-hmm. you have 1 month, okay, and auto repair, you know, we do have our ups and downs. That's normal for auto repair. But, you know, we had a couple months that it was down, and then it was down, and then it just kind of snowballs.
Wow.
So that's why I started looking for capital, because we're also a business who we do not like to borrow. We've just put our foot down, and we've done everything on our own for so many years.
Yeah.
That this is kind of a new arena for me, but, you know, I'm learning through it, and like I say, we've learned from our mistakes of the marketing campaigns that we've had. So that's what's going on. Since I've talked to you last, we've got a new company we're working with. We're really excited about it. They're setting up campaigns for us. They're aware that we're busy, so they're really automating the system for us. And
nice.
We also need to hire. Yeah, it's great. And so we also need to hire a service writer and or a technician, and that's the other reason for the capital. As we grow, as we continue to market, you know, we need to provide that customer service. And again, if it's just, you know, a small staff, we're bringing people in, but we can't provide the great customer service. So those are the things for the working capital, is to hire, to continue with the marketing plan, you know, to do upgrades and things like that in the office. And
I gotcha. What a question for you there. You know, you said in the past the marketing that you did, you know, you guys were doing really good. What were the marketing tactics that they did then that you guys didn't do there with the new company? What were they doing differently?
Well, you know, we had a company called DemandForce that we've been with for many years. And they actually, years ago when we started with them, we were, and a lot of companies weren't necessarily gathering emails. And so they kind of taught us, you know, oh, you know, each time a customer goes in, you need to gather this type of information. And so we started doing that. So over the time working with this the company that was great, you know, we got all of our customers' emails, and they had an automated system to where they'd send out a thank you for coming in. They'd send out, you know, would you like to refer us? We could send out a coupon campaign if we wanted to. And that was more automated, and it was really working for us. We actually saw customers bring that in. I think in my expression of talking to my partner about, okay, what's going on? You need to bring in more money this week. I'm kind of on it.
Yeah.
You need to bring in more money. I think in that they felt like they had to do something. So somebody talked to them and convinced them that this new marketing company would be better. So we went with this new company because, like I said, we were kind of hurting with the customer base, and we weren't quite sure what was going on.
Yeah.
We thought it could have been our company, even though it was pretty good. Well, what I've learned from that is it got our customer base went down even further, because basically what I realized looking back is the continual flow of marketing that was going to our customers when they come in, basically stopped because we got a new company, which we didn't. They made it sound like it was really great, but when in order for us to be great like the other company, I had to do the work. I had to do the marketing work. I had to go into their system and learn it. I had to go in and set up the campaigns. And we tried trainings, but we just couldn't. We're too busy. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I talked about, you know. So that's what happened with this company was they did have a lot of great services they provided.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe they really understand small business well enough, because they really drop the ball and says, you can do this. This can happen in your company, but you have to do that. And we weren't aware of that when we signed up with them.
Especially
if you understand what I'm
that's
saying.
The last thing you want to be doing is paying the company, and then you end up doing majority of the work anyways.
Exactly. And now going forward, we've got a new company, and I'll tell you what, with every company I'm talking to, with anything I'm doing, because I'm also trying to automate, you know, my bookkeeping system as well. So there's a lot of changes going on in the business. It's not just customer base.
Okay.
Cash flow.
Yeah.
But with every company now, I'm asking and I'm telling them, I am not going to do the work. I need you to. So you need to guarantee that this, what you're telling me, is what I'm going to get, because I've learned from that experience. You know, I didn't ask the right questions.
yeah. No, it's.
So we're kind of climbing back up. Yeah, that's what's going
okay.
on.
Okay. And you said you guys are auto repairs. Is that basically what you guys do there? I mean, we have here, it's just that you guys are service station, gasoline and oils, the SIC.
Yeah.
But that's pretty broad term there. So I mean, are you guys just basically just auto repairs and stuff like in that part of the industry?
Yeah, we're not a gas station. I think it normally just falls in that category when you fill something up, something out. But no, we are a full auto repair business, and we've been doing it for a long time, and we specialize in BMWs and European cars and Japanese cars, but we can work on everything. And we also work on race cars. JP, who's the other owner,
mm-hmm.
he also races, and he builds race cars for customers as well. And
oh, wow.
And also worked on 2002s. So he's got a couple niche markets within his auto repair business that he's always specialized in. He's always been within the race community.
Mm-hmm.
He used to race motorcycles professionally. And then he went to go-karts, and now he's racing SE30s, BMWs. And in that time, he's kind of known as one of the best in the area, but definitely for BMW.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's also a winner. He wins a lot. And recently we just had this. Here's a great example, Tyler.
Yeah.
Of where we are having, there's opportunity with our business, and we miss it because we don't have the proper support staff and the proper things because we don't have the funds to get going on things. Okay, so last year, and this happens every year, there was a car show. Are you in California? Where am I calling?
Yeah, we're in San Diego. We're right next to the Miramar Air Base.
Oh, okay. So I'm in Northern California, north of San Francisco a little bit. And
okay.
So there's a car show. We go to car shows here and there as well as races, but there's a car show in Monterey that one of our customers went to last year. And this is a car that, JP, he's the co-owner of A1 Imports. JP has worked on this car for many years. He's built that car from, it's one of those 2002 BMWs.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful cars. So our customer, took that car down to this Monterey car show and won first for the most beautiful car. There's a lot of prestige. We've won other awards too, but this was a very unique car show in Monterey. And then after that, Jerry Seinfeld happened to be at car show. So he wanted that car to be in his, I don't know if you've heard of it, but he started something called
his show, Coffee and Comedians.
Yeah,
is what it's called. Yeah,
Comedians, Coffees and Cars, or something like that.
Yeah, Coffee and Cars. That's right.
So we're on one of those episodes. I mean, our car is on that episode. Our customer's car, which
wow.
he built, and I mean that's his handiwork right there. So, all this great stuff is happening, and and then they've got a picture of Jerry. And I saw the episode. It's a great episode. And, I wanted to get that, and I'm still working on that. We recently have got our website up with a new guy. But we wanted to take advantage of that advertisement and those awards and put it on our website or let our customers know, hey, look, this is what we're doing. This is what's going on, and this is the shop is coming to. But we miss these opportunities all the time. They're out there. He's in the BMW book. I just looked at it last night. I'm like, what? I know we're holding this here. Why are we holding this? He's like, well, I'm in the book. I'm like, ah. So I hold this thing like, we need to market this. We need to put this out there. But, can't do it all. So this is a perfect example of what our problems are with our business is we're doing great things, but we have a difficult time moving forward and also sharing with that to customers so that they can be proud of who we are and tell their friends about us, So we still am hanging on to that. All we do is tell people word of mouth, but we haven't been able to get it in some way.
Yeah.
If
you guys are running into these situations here where you have opportunity and the reason you can't take advantage of it is just because of capital and the staff that you currently have there, this is kind of like where we specialize in. We specialize in the small, medium-sized businesses that are right on the cusp of that growth kind of boom that they're looking for, and the way we're able to help you out, is we're able to get you approved and funded in about 48 to 72 hours. We move very quick. We're able to get you the capital. You don't have to miss out on these opportunities. There's a lot of benefits to the programs that we have been able to accumulate over the 14 years that we've been here. I know you said that Lena said that you She mentioned 50K as opposed to the 80K. Are you familiar with working capital programs? Have you guys ever taken one out before? Or
I think is it where you work off the receivables of our credit card that come in?
That's the MCA loan. We do those as well, but with the working capital, it's based off your top line revenue. So it's heavily based off of that. Do you guys know what you did in sales last year?
We still need to file our 2015. We have till another week or so here in October to finish that. So we don't have last year exactly, but mm-hmm. what we've done. We have done like 600,000, and in the past we've done 700,000, 800,000, and we've even done 1,000,000.
Okay.
So we have the capacity. The capacity is there. We've done it. And it's just been through staffing and overtime with money and so forth that,
mm-hmm.
As we're occasionally learning our issues and so forth, that now, we're at 600,000, and we want to bring that up. We need to bring that up, and we want to bring that up.
Of course. If you have these opportunities here, you have the new marketing that you guys are looking at, you've got these opportunities and these campaigns that you guys have been a part of in the past, and it just sounds like you kind of need to bring that to the public and kind of create your marketing behind that. I mean, if they see a picture with your guys' car and Jerry Seinfeld, that is huge. I mean,
I know. Just even to talk about, it's so frustrating. I can't get that out there yet.
I would continue. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, we did try with that recent company. They're called Lighthouse. And they were nice and they tried to work with us and get it on there, but it was just such a chore and it still wasn't on our website. So it was like, we started, but I can't finish it. Because it takes so long for me to work with their marketing department.
Yeah, and that's not something not something you should be dealing with. That's something that they should be on top of there from day one, especially with that type of easy easy opportunity to put on the website.
Yeah.
So, but freeing up capital, she threw the 50K out. If your sales are right around 600K, you're probably looking in, I would say, anywhere from 50 to 70K on the working capital is probably the range that we're working with. Do you guys have any loans out on the business as of right now?
We do have an ATI, it's a company called ATI, Automotive Training Institute, and it's a coaching company. So we signed up with them like a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
and so we're still in that loan right now.
I see. What was the the structure of it? Was like the amount and payback on it? Did you know by chance?
I don't. I'd have to go back and look at it. I've been so busy, I don't have time to slow down and actually focus on any one thing. But I believe it was about 45. Somewhere around there, 44, and it was like a two or three year loan. I feel like we've been in with them a year, and I think we've got another year to go. So maybe it's just two year loan.
Okay, about a year into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But even they weren't doing what I felt we'd paid for. We've never had a coach before, so I basically, we hired them, and then they called in and talked to JP mm-hmm. once a week, and I kept checking in, and I just kept feeling like he was having problems and he wasn't getting answers. And finally, a couple months ago, I kept telling him that maybe you should get another coach, and he just didn't. So I called a couple months ago, and I got on their case, and I said, look, we're spending this kind of money with you guys. We deserve a coach. We want a different coach. I'm not saying it's a bad guy, but he doesn't show up enough, and we need somebody
yeah.
who actually understands what kind of business we are and help us. So we have also, so I just want you to know, I've been making things happen just one after another. So we got a new coach. We've been working with him. In fact, he's calling. I got a call with him today. And this guy's awesome. He's proactive. And, we're learning from him and we're making changes. We're getting ready to hire. We're doing all kinds of things and we're really trying.
Good. No, that's good.
Everything we can.
And now,
when it's not working, I'm jumping in and saying, hey, all right, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. I'm not spending my money with you anymore.
There you go. Yeah, so I mean, as far as the capital goes, you know, with working capital, that, you know, it's unsecured, so you're going to be able to use it really for however you see fit. So if you got all these little projects and side bits that you have going on, you can utilize that pretty much however you like. But as far as the application process itself, it's actually very straightforward. It's just a one-page app that I would send you there. I can send it to email or fax, whatever's easier. And then we just need, you said you filed 2015. You got the extension on it, correct?
Yes, I have the extension on it. So
okay,
we just need what I need to be focusing right now.
I gotcha.
So we can get that done.
But yeah, we could just do 2014, and then we would just need the copy of the extension there. And then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once you're able to get that over, I can submit to underwriting and usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours. And, you know, once we get you in the system and if we can get you approved, it sounds like you have a lot going on, but at least you kind of know what you're approved for. The offer's good for 90 days. You'll kind of have that knowledge in the back pocket. I'm just reading in the notes here. It says that it mentioned something about credit there. Did you guys not have the best credit there as of right now?
Well, yeah. Hey, yeah. So, yeah, there's a few things I want to tell you. So when you get the bank statements, you're going to see some NSFs on there, and mm-hmm. which is really upsetting to me because we've gone for, I mean, if you were to look back in the last year or so, we haven't had any.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, and that was another thing that sort of raised that red flag. There was a few things started raising some red flags with me, and I kept talking to him. Usually when I would talk to him, the money would come in, and, you know, it was a fixed deal. But anyway, so we started getting NSFs, and then I realized, okay, so we need some help to get out of whatever's happening here.
Yeah.
So here's what has occurred. My credit is not perfect. Neither is his, and the business isn't because we haven't been able to have a consistent inflow
mm-hmm.
or cash flow. And so over time, the business pays me, but over time, when we needed to pay certain things, I would basically throw myself on the guillotine and not pay myself, which means
okay.
I couldn't pay my bills, but I know the business is important and we have to pay that. We have to pay taxes, right? So, but usually it comes around. But so basically, yes, we don't have great credit, even though I have tried so hard, but with a business with this kind of cash flow, even if you're mm-hmm. up for a couple months, then there's that downtime again, and we just haven't figured out, you know,
yeah.
how to make it more consistent, and now I
yeah.
think we are. But, yeah, so that's the thing. That's also the other reason I never reached out for any financial help. We did years ago. We tried a small business loan, and, that was years ago, and that was when
yeah.
we... So anyways, it was just no. So I just got used to the no. So that's a situation. And what I've realized also is that it becomes a situation where I'm not saying we won't get out of this on our own because we've survived a long time and we have gotten out of a lot of things
yeah.
And made it through by not borrowing. In fact, in the beginning when I got into the business, that's what was happening. He was borrowing a lot. He didn't realize because he was too busy working. So he had all these accounts that he owed. I got in. I took control back and got these accounts paid off. And for years, we wouldn't borrow from anybody because I didn't want to get I didn't want to get into those where everybody's knocking on our door. So we survived through a lot of hardships on our own. But there's also something I've learned is that, you know, there's really this constant catch-22. I don't know how to increase our credit if we, you know, can't get through some. We're okay for a while, then we have a downtime. Well, then dings your credit again because you have an NSF or because a bill didn't get paid on time. All the bills
mm-hmm.
get paid, just not on time. So yeah, I mean, that's who we are. It's not who we want to be.
Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah, we don't have the best credit.
There's some benefits here for you though. But I mean, when was the last time you guys had an NSF payment there?
Well, I believe actually we've had a couple this month because I went to my banker this week, and I got mad. He's a great guy, but I actually got mad at him. I'm like, what is going on? Because what you don't know is a couple months ago when I reached out for funding and I recognized all these little areas of we had our issues, mm-hmm. part of the area that we had problems also our banking was that because we didn't used to have NSFs, and all of a sudden we're having NSFs. So I'm going to tell you a little backstory before I answer that question, is that what I recognized was, again, over the years, a lot of companies, more and more companies want to set you up with auto pay, and they really, a lot of them don't give you any other option.
Mm-hmm.
So with our account, which we only had one account, we had our main account, and then we had a payroll account. And so the money went in there, and then what has happened over the years is all these auto pays, too many of them, basically. And if my eye wasn't on the ball every second of the day, they would be taking those funds out. So that's where we were getting NSFs, because I'm like, okay, we got money for parts here. Well, wait a minute. Oh, well, what is this, you know, auto pay that came out that I didn't expect, or this came out at a different time, or because sometimes they change your fees. Auto pays are not perfect. So that's where I recognized we started getting NSFs, because I felt like I had lost control of the bank account, and all these auto pay companies just took what they wanted when they wanted. So another thing I've done in the last couple of months, is I've been working with my bank. I'm a U.S. bank, and I've been working with him for months. And I've opened up a lot of accounts. I have a lot of accounts now, like I'd say 12. But basically, because there's a lot of important things, like, for example, that ATI loan I told you about, that cannot be paid, and I can't have another bill take from it when it's supposed to be paid, and then that one doesn't get paid and something else gets paid. So what I've done is I've set up accounts for certain very, very important bills, our payroll that we already had, our loan, our parts, things like that, so that I now have control back. I feel like I've got control again of all the money goes into one account, the deposits account, and nobody can take from it except me. So
I got you.
I put the money where it needs to go. And for many years, that it didn't need to happen that way. But recently, it just got out of control because we got, and you'll see on the bank statements, there's a whole bunch of, like, NSFs. But the thing, here's the other reason it happens, is because we'll write a check for a part. It could be a $5 part. It could be a $30 part. It could be a $500 part. But usually when we get an NSF, it's that there'll be a deposit there, they'll wait to put that through, and then there'll be like five or six checks. They're little ones because we get, you know, oil throughout the day and stuff. And so they'll give us an NSF, a ding, 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 ding. So you'll see NSFs like all at once.
I gotcha.
A whole bunch all at once, a line of them. And so when that was happening a couple months ago, you know, the only person I could get mad at was myself. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm gonna change this. Something's not right here. So I set up all these accounts, and you asked me, getting back to your question, you said, you know, do I have NSFs now? Well, I was looking at my account this week. I look at my account every day, but I was looking at the statements, and I saw there's NSFs, and I went to my banker and I said, okay, I've had it. I've done everything possible. What is going on? What are you guys doing? Because this is just not right. And he knows. He knows I've been doing everything. And so he took those off. He took them off, so I'll probably see a credit, you know, in the next maybe statement. But he took those most recent ones off, and I think there were five of them. And he said, he said back to me, he goes, yeah, it's the timing. He goes, sometimes they're the timing of the bank. And I said, yeah, I know. I know how you guys work. I said, but I'm doing everything to avoid this. And oh, I do. I know how the money goes. I've been just in it for years. I have to. So, I said, I look at the account morning and night and throughout the day, and I'm seeing NSFs on my account, but every time I look and I see the money's low, I move money, and I have not seen anything negative. So what is going on? So he just basically said, well, yeah, sometimes the way we time things are those money things. And he said, but he'll take them off, and he'll also set me up. One thing I did forget to do, because I'm doing a million things, is that the new accounts I set up, you have one or two accounts only. They don't allow you all of them. to link to an overdraft. So if mm-hmm. something goes low for a second, it'll pull, and then you don't get those NSFs.
Yeah.
So in the process of opening this account, I'd forgotten to do that, or he didn't tell me. So we did that yesterday. We did that 2 days ago. So I should not see any more NSFs.
No, I mean
them on there.
That I mean that's something that we can work with. You know, with the credit situation, the good news is on the working capital. You know, obviously it's something we have to look at, but it's mostly just for tax lien purposes to make sure you don't have anything like that against you. But you know, this is something we can work with. You know, we work with a lot of basically tier A to tier D there on the credit ratings. So you're in the realm of what we operate with. You know, most nationwide banks, they hear that you have a bad credit or that you have an NSF statement, and automatically you don't have a chance with them. Everything has to line up perfectly with them. And that's kind of where we've been able to come in. You know, we're a secondary source of funding, and we're able to get you some capital there where you usually wouldn't have been able to in the past. I know you're busy, and it sounds like you got a million things going on. Let me shoot you an email here just of what we would need to get an approval going, and kind of see what we can allocate there to you in the business. Let me see. Does she have... Looks like we have the email there, kelly@a1autoworks.com. Is that the best one there to shoot that over to? Was there a different one you maybe wanted me?
That's correct.
So what I'll do is shoot that over. It'll just summarize the offer. It's going to have the three things that we need as far as the approval goes. And then, like I said, as soon as you can get that back to me, I usually can get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what approval options we'll have for you, and see if we can get some capital there to get some of this marketing and operations back and running there for the business.
Okay. All right. And I still need to tell you just a little bit more, though. I appreciate that. But just for full disclosure,
You
asked if I had any other loans. I told you about the ATI one, and we've had that on for like a year and a half, and we're one more year out. And now we do have another one. At the time I was looking for funding from you guys, I did get funding from another company, and I did get $50,000 at the time, but it's one of those money, I guess they call them...
the MCAs? The merchant cash?
I'm not familiar with that term. Yes. Well,
yeah.
I don't know, actually.
What is the structure of it? Do they get like a percentage of your credit card transactions?
Okay. No, you know, it's not that, but the percentage, the interest rate is extremely high. And in fact, it's one of those loans that they give you the money, you pay a huge amount, but all of that, I think it was like, I'm embarrassed to say this, but we really did need some income at the time. It's 94% interest rate. So it's a loan that I know is definitely needs to be a short-term loan, and we've had it like a month and a half, and it definitely has helped us a lot. And so I'm repositioning so many things. I'm really excited about what's going on. But we did do that. we've made one payment, and now I just made a second one. But it's also a loan that I am aware that, you know, I'm not really paying the loan off at all, so I can pay it off at any time. And so my goal was, as we sort of move along and I work on the credit, is that we could get another loan where I pay, you know, somebody else's interest but not as high, and we get out of that loan. So does that make sense?
I see. Yeah. How much do you have? Do you know the balance there on the $50,000 loan that you have?
Yeah, it's like 51.5, so you know, 51.5.
Okay.
And I've made two payments, and the payments are I think 44 a month, and
4,400.
Yeah, a month, and they never mentioned that it was something that I have talked to people about. I guess you say the MCA, where they take your sales of your credit cards each week. So this company is not that. They never described it that way. You know, in a way, I was kicking myself, forget it, but it's like I'm not, because it did help us get through a very difficult time, and so many things have happened since then that I'm really excited moving forward. But at the same time, I am looking for... That's why I said 80, because... At the time, I thought 50 was enough and definitely helped. But I realize now that, you know, when I get a loan to pay this loan back, I still need a little bit more for capital. And then we're off to a really good start. But I'd rather get somebody else some interest than give it to these guys.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm, you know, does that make sense? I don't know if your interest rate is that high. Are you guys that
high? No, I've never seen something that high before, which is, I'm trying to understand how they got away with doing that on you. But the thing that we can look at here, we're not going to be able to probably refi it, but what we can do, like you just said, kind of a secondary position. It may not be the $80K that you're looking for. It might be a little bit smaller amount than that. But what it does do is get your foot in the door. It gets some capital there for you in the business. And then what we can look at there is we actually have refinancing options about halfway through the term length that you qualify for, where you can actually be approved for additional capital, and then, you know, building that relationship and seeing that you can make those payments, you're going to get longer terms at lower rates with additional capital, and we can, you know, slowly work to paying off that other loan that you have, as well as maybe getting you some extra cash there down the road. But, you know, getting yourself in the door, you know, we're a business bank. We strictly work with businesses, especially small to medium size. So I know you're looking to grow, you're looking to expand, you're looking to update a lot of things. And we can be that one-stop shop that you come to, you know. You need another, you know, 30, 40,000, you know, that's something we can work with. That's something we can get you quick. And it allows you to not miss these opportunities that it sounds like you guys have unfortunately had to go through the last year or two.
Yeah, exactly. I've definitely learned from this whole experience. And I really appreciate that. I just wanted to share that, full disclosure and tell you that. And another thing I want to tell you is that along with everything else I'm doing with the business, I'm also working on the credit. So if there's any tips or anything you could tell me how to move forward, you know, I'm open to that and appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I am doing is, you know, with the business, I recognize all of the cards that we have from our bank, and we like our bank. They're a great bank, but all the cards we have are debit cards, and I
mm-hmm.
never thought about that because they said Visa on them. You know, I just never thought about it until, you know, I'm just learning here and there, but I had a discussion with somebody and realized that I'm not building my credit for the business with debit cards.
Mm-mm.
So what I'm doing now is I'm looking into a secured card with a couple of banks just to get us started. So we'll put the money there, and then we start using that as a credit card to start building up our credit base. So I just want to tell you, you know, everything I can.
Yeah, and that's the thing here. If we can get you a secondary position, you know, you get your foot in the door, you get some capital there, you can maybe, you know, wipe out some of those situations that you have, use a little bit, you know, to get marketing going, and then, you know, a few months down the road, we look at refinancing options, and we can get you some more capital there at even better terms, and you can just grow the business that way. It's definitely something that you're not going to be able to drastically change in just a week or two there with the credit, but, you know, if we can grow with you and help you build it and get it stronger, it's definitely something that I feel we can definitely do for you.
Okay, good, great. And one other question: is this I've heard this term before. Is this an off-balance sheet loan, or is it not? I just heard that term recently, it's something I have to ask now.
I'm not even familiar with that term. But
me neither. So then you're not. Then I don't have to worry about it then. Okay, good.
Yeah, I would say you're good on that. But what I'll do right now, Kelly, is I'll shoot this information over there to you. Do you think this is something, I know you're pretty hectic right now, is this something you can maybe get to me by the end of the week or early next week? I just want a little time frame there for where you're at.
Can we say early next week? I've got so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, early next week would be better.
Okay.
would like to say tomorrow, but the truth is probably next week.
That's fine. Even if you get to it over the weekend or whatever, you just shoot it over. As soon as I get in the office, I can get the file going there for you. But if you have any questions, you have my number. You got my email there as well. Over the weekend, you can just shoot me an email if there are any questions. But as soon as you can get the ball rolling on that, shoot it over, and then hopefully we can talk numbers and see what we can do for you.
Okay. All right.
All right, Kelly. We'll be in touch.
Talking to you. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.